14 and 15 in Shamer in Mayo. The year before, James Connolly fought at the GPO. Flames of freedom kindled in Shion throughout the land, and lit the mind of a strong young man who would take a rebel stand. George Harrison was a rebel son of freedom all his days. Early age of 15 years, he joined the IRA in the East Mayo Battalion in Ireland's freedom fight, a cause that he kept faith with the rest of his life. From the farm in shadowed Mayo soil, he was forced to sail away across the broad Atlantic to the USA. From the right-wing repression of the new free state, he renewed the struggle once again on Brooklyn's migrant streets. Reagan Thatcher's evil axis put George and his friends in jail, but he would not stand for their perfidious plan, so it was doomed to fail. The Brooklyn Five, at their federal trial, firmly stood their ground and won a stunning victory against Reagan and the Crown. Sir George never met the revolution that he did not like. No cause too small, he would meet the call to join in the fight. For just as for the working class, the poor and the oppressed, and all those times on those picket lines, sure he never seemed to rest. George Harrison, you were a rebel son from the county of Mayo, a true successor to the men who fought at the GPO. Whether running guns or raising funds, you never give up the fight. George Harrison, you were a rebel son of freedom all your life. Whether running guns or raising funds, you never give up the fight. George Harrison, you were a rebel son of freedom all your life. George Harrison, you were a rebel son of freedom all your life.